you doing, man?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Happy 316.
Yep.
Episode 160. No, 169.
Yep.
69. Anyways, today's episode is going to be we're going to be talking about Stone Cold Steve Austin. Ever give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yay. I really thought you were gonna like be like hell yeah. Oh man, ever Stone Cold Steve Austin your favorite wrestler?
He's one of my favorite wrestlers, yeah.
Ooh.
The favorite, maybe like top three.
Top three. Now, Stone Cold Steve Austin is a big superstar. He's a
Yeah.
megastar. A lot of people's Mount Rushmore, some people's favorite wrestler. And there is word that he is the, I don't know, I forgot who it is. I think it's Roman Reigns. I mean, not Roman Reigns, Hulk Hogan, The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin. And then some people will say John Cena. Some people would say Ric Flair. Some people would say Roman Reigns to be the Mount Rushmore. Do you think Stone Cold Steve Austin belongs in the Mount Rushmore?
Oh yeah, he's like the one of the reasons why WWE's still around. If it wasn't for him, we might be watching WCW right now, honestly. Or maybe
Probably.
it would have been neither of
No,
them.
yeah, because they got canceled, right? They got
Yeah, no,
dropped,
because
so.
then if I say WCW won,
Oh, yeah, the
there'll be
ratings would
no.
have still been high.
Yeah, but then if WCW messed up their own way because they had Russo, so they would have burned themselves down anyway. So
Right.
who knows what would be right now? Maybe it might be TNA might be the top promotion right now in the world.
Oh,
If it.
yeah.
You
That
know,
would have been crazy.
like the butterfly effect. Like, what if this didn't happen? Would this happen? You know, AEW
Yeah.
wouldn't be around because nobody's like, oh, we already have a WCW. Why do we want another one? You know, WCW was still around. Interesting.
Yeah, Stone Cold, he's the greatest of all time. He had, even though he had a short run, but he made a hell of an impact though.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he didn't start off that way. He was never Stone Cold Steve Austin. He started off the Million Dollar Man gimmick, the Ringmaster. I'm pretty sure that was the same gimmick, right? The Million Dollar.
Yeah, he was
So,
with,
what, the
and he was a
Ringmaster?
Hollywood Blondes
But that was in
with Pillman.
WCW.
With Pillman, they were the Hollywood Blondes, and then he got went to WCW. Then he got released, and he went to ECW where he did that. Like, he was the anti like Bischoff guy. He's like, I don't like, you know, he that's where he
I
was.
thought he was the anti Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, like he had like no, he dressed up like Hogan. He dressed up like Bischoff. So that was more like you saw as more of his like Stone Cold kind of character, like.
Like
You
he was
know,
good on the mic, basically,
yeah, like
like
you could
good at
tell,
cutting promos.
yeah, like that's where you saw it. Like, yeah, I could see this guy. If you saw him at the time, you'd be like, yeah, he's gonna be big if he goes to WWF. He did.
You know, Paul Heyman is being inducted to the Hall of Fame, and there's a
Nice.
lot of people saying who's gonna induct him. You know, there was rumors that it could be Brock Lesnar, Steve Austin, and I would see CM Punk. So it's gonna be a pretty interesting who's gonna induct them. For me, my did you hear that?
Yeah.
For
Really?
me,
What
the hell is that for me?
And now he's Ian.
Ah, excuse me. All right. If it was for me, I would think either Taz or Tommy Dreamer would be a good choice to induct them. But then I feel like I don't see nothing wrong with Steve Austin doing it though.
Yeah, people forget he's the ECW guy too. People forget he was there. I mean, yeah, Stone Cold would not be a bad choice, but like,
Because it would not be no Stone Cold if it wasn't for Paul Heyman.
yeah, because
You
pretty much he
know?
said like take the Sandman gimmick and make it like this direction, you
Yeah,
know.
basically.
But like I
Basically.
think it would be somebody that has a bigger connection with Paul, like actual like it wouldn't be Taz because they still, you know, he's employed by AEW, so
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
WWE might not be like no, and Heyman might not want Brock Lesnar because he's still obviously just innocent until proven guilty, right? But like
Right.
right now, it's not like the best time for him to be like doing stuff like that. He should wait, probably be off television for like 2 years or whatever, let that
Damn, that
down, but.
long?
It takes a while. People don't forgive this stuff. But like maybe, yeah,
That's
maybe
true.
Dreamer with, you know, as long as WWE TNA is like, sure. No, TNA would be like, yeah, let's do it, you know.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
But I don't know if they're on the best of terms. But yeah, I mean, there's some people that could induct him. Punk could induct him. That'd be kind of sweet. But like you say, it'd be like somebody else from ECW, like, you know, like Sabu maybe. But I don't know. Sabu's on good terms with WWE. Robin Dan works a lot with AEW.
Yeah.
Sandman, I don't know. I don't know how the relationship is with Paul Heyman. You
I
know.
wouldn't say all those people, to be honest, but like, yeah, I feel like RVD would be a good choice, but like you said, he's in AEW.
Not signed with them, but he's like
No,
actively
but is
there.
yeah, he's actively there. And obviously with their partnership with TNA and all that, because they do have a partnership, you know, it's like, come on. So I don't know. It's gonna be pretty interesting for the Hall of Fame for Paul Heyman, and congrats to his inducted. Finally, well deserved. And plus, he deserves. There's certain people that deserves to be in that 10 mark, you know. And Paul Heyman is one of those guys. But Stone Cold Steve Austin. Do you have any fond memories of him?
Of
What
Stone
made you?
Cold?
What was the first thing that made you be like? What was the first time you saw Stone Cold Steve Austin? That's what I would like to know.
I remember, like, I forgot what it was, like a Raw or something. It was like when he came out and the crowd just was berserk and the music and the glass, and he came in and like kicked ass and took names. You know, he just went in and stunned everybody. You know, like he ran in there with like this full
So hold
force.
on. So was this like, were you already watching WWE at this point, or were you flipping through the channel and he was the first person you saw?
No, I was already watching WWE. So I was
Okay.
already like, you know, I was like, I think I started watching 96, 97. So that was like the prime, you know, like the prime stuff. But like, yeah, before, I mean, I would obviously like see clips of like Steve Austin, the ringmaster, but like I wasn't like, oh, okay, cool. But like once he came out with the music and, you know, the
So
crowd.
you saw him changing then. You saw the evolution of Stone Cold Steve Austin. Okay, that's cool. For me was, damn, I'm trying to remember. For me, the first time I heard of Stone Cold Steve Austin. But the thing is, so here was my thing. While I started watching it, Triple H was having a feud with like the Big Show and The Rock at that time. You know, so I think it was like late 1999 going to the 2000s. So there was no Stone Cold Steve Austin for me. But while during that time frame, that's when I went to Blockbuster to get these tapes. And the first one I got, the first ever WWE tape that I got was the King of the Ring one. And the main event was Stone Cold Steve Austin versus the McMahons, Shane and Vince for the control of WWE, I believe.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So that was my first time watching like Stone Cold Steve Austin wrestle, because obviously there was internet at that time, but there was no YouTube where it's like, oh, let me go search this match, you know, there was none of that. So yeah, so I was like, oh, okay, cool. So that's Stone Cold Steve Austin, and then so on. I think after that, I got the Survivor Series, the one with The Rock won the tournament, and then after that, I got Unforgiven, and the main event for that one was Stone Cold Steve Austin and Dude Love. So and then after that, I just kept, you know, just whatever from like 90s, not some I watched a lot of a good amount of 97, except for WrestleManias. That was the one thing Blockbuster very, very rarely had was WrestleMania tapes. They had other pay-per-views.
He said two words Gen Z's don't know: Blockbuster and tapes. So Blockbuster was a store, right, where you could go in person and get a physical copy of a cassette tape. Well, cassette tape was this big plastic thing that you could watch movies. You put in the VCR. VCR is this thing where you put the cassette in there. You know, you put it in there and it watches it. You know, like modern day DVDs. So yeah. So just for the Gen Z's out there, that's what Blockbuster and cassettes are.
So
Tapes.
it's basically Netflix but in
In
a store
person.
version, in
Yeah.
person,
Yeah.
store version ever
Well,
in
Netflix
person.
was, well, Netflix was like digital. It was like DVDs and stuff. But
But
yeah, but
by
yeah, by
mail.
mail. But anyways, yeah, I get. Oh, you guys, because when you said King of the Ring, I thought you meant the, oh, it's not, it's not John 3:16, it's Austin 3:16. I was like, yes, that's when I knew. I was like, oh yeah.
No. They did have that one,
Yeah,
but
oh, it's
I
fire.
never I did, but that wasn't the first one. I did watch it. I did like
Yeah.
got it later on, but the first one was the because they had the Big Show on it.
Oh.
And I was just like, oh, okay, that looks cool. And then I was like, oh my gosh, a ladder match, Stone Cold Steve Austin. I was like, damn, this is awesome. But I know there was another match. What was I gotta remember what was
Any
what
rock
kind.
match? Anyone with the rock on there?
I think so. I think it was The Rock. Oh, I think it was The Rock versus The Undertaker. Oh, dude, yes. I think that was the one. 'Cause I saw that one and now every and I was just like I was like Kane and The Undertaker, bro, and I got freaked out when I saw The Undertaker. Because we, he was the no wait, where was he?
Was he the Ministry of Darkness? The
Yes.
corporate ministry?
But the thing is, I knew a different version of him. Like he wasn't as creepy.
Like the American Badass?
No, he wasn't there yet.
Was it like
Oh.
pre, it was pre-American Badass. He was still like, he still like had like jeans on and stuff. Big Devil.
Yeah.
No, that was later. Big Devil, Big Evil was later or earlier.
Actually, I don't even think I did. I feel like I knew. Actually, I think I knew The Undertaker, but I don't think I ever seen him wrestled.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm starting to think. I don't really remember because I do remember when I watched the King of the Ring and I saw The Undertaker, I got freaked out. I was like, God damn, who the hell are you? I was like, you're the Undertaker. Because I think Kane was the only one who was around at that time.
Ooh, okay, so
Yeah,
98. It was
Kane was the un
98, yeah.
so I didn't knew The Undertaker till later. I heard of The Undertaker. I just never like put the two. And then like I said, when they show clips of The Undertaker, I was like, oh, he doesn't look that. It was his entrance that made it creepy. Because I seen photos and the magazines of The Undertaker, but I never seen his entrance, and that what freaked me out. I was like, damn. I was like, what do I want my what? Oh, it was 99.
Oh, 99. Okay. Cool.
Let's see.
You remember I had this cassette tape, right? Where I don't remember, it was just Stone Cold stuff. It was like a 1 hour deep cassette tape, and we had it for so long, and I would
Damn,
watch
dude,
it up to a certain
you
point.
just opened memory lane for me, bro. And on top of
I
this and what you just said, because I used to rent those out or I used to buy those where it was like an hour and 30 minutes tapes.
Yeah.
And like it'll be like a full like
Highlights.
highlights of their top matches. And I would get those at Blockbuster or FYE if I was gonna buy them. Because they were like 8 to 10 bucks at that time. Damn,
Wow.
bro.
Yeah,
My back hurts now.
no, right? Me too. I'm like, oh.
Damn. Okay, so it was The Undertaker and The Rock for the WWE Championship. And then they had X-Pac versus Road Dogg, Kane and Billy Gunn, the Hardy Boys versus The Brew, Christian and Edge. So, and then Kane versus The Big Show. So, and then like, and then the obvious one, Vince and Shane versus Stone Cold. But again, I only got this one because so when I went that day, I was looking for like something that had Stone Cold Steve Austin. And this one, and then that one, I was like, oh, okay, cool. I have like I had all these great matches on there that I truly enjoyed. Damn, that was a crazy time. And over, oh, I know Over the Edge was the last pay-per-view. That was the pay-per-view before. And then the other one I did enjoy was it Backlash or was it SummerSlam? It was like a, oh no, yeah, it was Backlash. That was the other one I rented out. I'm starting to think Backlash was the one I got. No, you know what? It was Backlash.
It was? Okay.
Backlash was the first one I got. Or maybe I got both of them. So, regard, yeah. Because I saw this one too, and I'm throwing a blank because I'm like, yeah, Backlash. I remember seeing Backlash. Shoot. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
You have any fond memories of Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of his matches, especially when like he had the like just any match with The Rock, the Stone Cold Stunner, any the feud with Vince McMahon, the feud with like anyone pretty much. It was just overall like all good, you know.
Right.
Maybe in the later years, it was kind of tough. He would just be on drinking and stuff and just showing up. But like, yeah, Prime 99, 2000, you know, even the Invasion wasn't that bad because he was more of his funnier side where he was like playing the
Yeah.
guitar really
With Kurt
badly
Angle.
though. Yeah, we're really badly singing, but like you still were entertained by it, you know?
Yeah. I feel like that build up with Kurt Angle and Stone Cold Steve Austin with the whole invasion.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for unifying the titles, I feel like that could have been their WrestleMania match. You know, because man, they wrestled Kurt Angle and Stone Cold Steve Austin that match at SummerSlam, dude. Oh my gosh. I don't know if you had a chance to see it, but dude, like go back and you're just like, wow. Like it's so crazy. And then the problem why people don't talk about it that much is because it ended in a no disqualification match. And I feel like we should have gotten a clear winner that night. It should have been Stone Cold or it should have been Kurt Angle. Because it would have been remembered as one of the greatest matches. And if not, like overall for WWE, but at least definitely for SummerSlam, it definitely would have been like in the top five. Even to this time, you know what I mean? Like that's how great it was. But because it ended in no disqualification, it's just like people forget about it. So, but you know, that was just a crazy time. And it's weird how you see a megastar changing slowly into like a mid-card kind of thing, like a semi-main. Like he was becoming the Razor Ramon. Where it's like, oh, for you to be on top, you got to go through me. And then Stone Cold was like, wait a minute.
I am
I am the top. What
the
the hell was going on? Damn
top. Away
it.
from the back of the line, I am
Yeah.
the lion.
And then that escalated a different story. So, Ever, you mentioned earlier, what if, right? I got one for you. What if Stone Cold Steve Austin didn't retire after WrestleMania 19? Where do you think he would have, what direction do you think he would have gone? Do you think maybe he would have retired on his own? Or would you make him retired if you were in charge? Or what would you have him do next, basically?
I don't know. It felt like now that I look back and see how his career went to now, I kind of like he did stop after 19 because he had a lot of issues with pain and stuff. So
Right.
for me, I think it just saved
Well,
him.
let's take away the pain because that's the reason for the retirement.
Yeah.
Let's say no pain, nothing. He's healthy. After that match, do you think after everything he just accomplished, do you think is, hey, let's keep going, or it's, hey, it's time for you to leave and then we'll bring you back when we have to bring you back, or would you just have him keep going and wrestle?
I mean, it's like for me, like what I liked about his run. That's why when we got him at WrestleMania 39, it was really special because it felt
39,
like
38.
38. Or 30, yeah, 38. When he faced Owens, when was that?
Yeah,
39, right?
38,
Oh,
38.
38. So it felt more special with that because it felt like this long, like homecoming. If he kept wrestling until like WrestleMania 33 or 34,
I
you know,
don't
I
think
would
he
have
would have
been.
wrestled that long.
I mean, it's.
Let's say he would have wrestled till Russ, let's say 20. So one
Okay.
more year.
Maybe, but like, I think it was his, like you said, it was that small window where he was like the main guy. And it was just this like sweet center where like You don't need too much from that, you know? So I don't know if he didn't retire. I would, because sometimes it's weird about wrestling, right? Or fans in general. We like somebody for so long, but eventually there comes that one point where we're like, I'm sick of this guy or this lady. Like, just leave, retire,
You
you
need a
know?
pause.
Yeah. It, so for me, it felt like I mean, I kind of wish he did stay a little bit longer just to have a little couple more matches with some of the guys that are around. Like, if he stayed a little bit longer than 20, he might have faced like some other people, like John Cena. That would have been sweet, you know? Like, one match with Cena, you know, in WrestleMania 20. Instead of him versus JBL, it would have been
21.
Cena 21, or you know what I mean? Like, who was at 20?
It was the main event.
Yeah.
It was Benoit, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Eddie, and Kurt Angle. And then Steve Austin was the special guest referee for Goldberg and Brock Lesnar.
See,
But
like,
for WrestleMania 20, I don't know if you remember, I told you this. The main event, Vince McMahon's big picture, big main event for WrestleMania 20. And he had this idea at back in 2002 that we were gonna get Stone Cold Steve Austin and Hulk Hogan for WrestleMania.
for me, it would be like that thing I just mentioned where, like, Hogan will be like the person where it's an example of like you go on way too long. It's like Flair too. Like, after a while, you're like, dude, just stop it already, you know?
But the thing is, with Hogan, he didn't. He had a problem being in the mid card. Ric
Yeah.
Flair did it. Ric Flair, come on,
Yeah.
man. He was
Yeah.
in the pre-show for WrestleMania 23.
Yeah.
So he
Yeah.
didn't care. He
I
just
think
wanted to be used.
it wouldn't be a good match with Hogan and Stone Cold.
You
'Cause I
really
feel
don't
like,
think so?
'cause Hogan, you remember like how Shawn Michaels did Hogan, where like he just sold
That
everything?
was because Shawn Michaels, so for that, Shawn Michaels was supposed to go over at SummerSlam. Survivor Series. It was supposed to be Hogan. And then WrestleMania Hogan again. But then what's it called?
Hogan
Hulk.
politicked himself. He politicked himself into winning. It's like, hey, I'm gonna win this match. Like,
He's like, no, let me win this first match first. And then he's like, because of what you did with Bret Hart at Survivor Series, he was like, it'll make sense for you to go over at Survivor Series. And then WrestleMania, he's like, I guess we'll let Vince decide on that part. And he's like, I have no problem putting you over. Let me just get the win for this one. And because Survivor Series didn't really meant anything to Hogan. And it doesn't mean anything to Shawn, but it was just like, but you did it, your name is drawn to it because of what you did. For Hogan, it was WrestleMania and SummerSlam. So it's like, if I'm not going to get the win at WrestleMania, let me get the win at SummerSlam then. And that's all it was. And Shawn became bitter about it. That he thought he was like, you just wanted to bury me. And then, because it was supposed to be a one-time thing. And also, and then so that's why Shawn was upset. Like, Shawn was like, you're gonna get this win. And he's like, he knew, Shawn knew he was gonna return the favor, basically. And then that's why he did what he did, because of out of petty. And after that, Hogan went up to Vince and he's like, I'm not gonna work with him again. And then
Damn.
Shawn was kind of like, oh, see, I knew it. Like, I knew it. And then Hogan's like, oh, well, I only said that because of what you did. You try to make me look bad. And yeah, so you went for business for yourself. And that's how it was. And it was just like, because of out of you guys don't know how to do business. We missed out on two matches,
Yeah,
you
damn.
know? So it's like, come on, Vince.
Yeah, because even with Stone Cold, like you say, no pain, right? With the WrestleMania 20 match with Brock Lesnar and Lesnar and Brock and Goldberg, I was like, I don't know, I didn't care for that match because we knew they were leaving, so we're like, they're not gonna, you know. And Lesnar for sure, he's like one of the most unprofessional people out there. He's like, screw you guys, I'll just do whatever I want.
See, I
So
would
I don't
even
know.
want to see Brock Lesnar and Stone Cold at WrestleMania 20. I would have per personally, I would have want either Eddie Guerrero, Eddie Guerrero or Kurt Angle. Because that, bald Kurt Angle and that Kurt Angle was prime Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
And
That was
to
like,
see, yeah, to now, because now it's like, now we're gonna, that would have been, oh yeah, hell yeah. God damn, I want to see that match now.
yeah.
Kurt Angle and that version of Kurt Angle, even TNA Kurt Angle and Stone Cold Steve Austin, dude. Damn. Damn
I
it.
wouldn't even have like Orton versus like Stone Cold, but I'll be like WrestleMania. Like
Ooh,
when did Orton?
25. Oh, 25, Randy Orton, dude.
Ooh,
WrestleMania 25.
yeah.
Instead of Triple H, have Stone Cold Steve Austin. Oh my gosh, dude, what are we doing?
So I think the only opponents I would actually want Stone Cold to face if he didn't retire like in 19 would be Orton, like prime Orton, like you said, WrestleMania 25, right?
Basically, your Stone Cold is gonna still go on, but it's not like he's gonna wrestle full time anyway. I wouldn't even have that. I think I would have had him full time for maybe another until WrestleMania 20, so another year. After that, I would be like, okay, you're gonna wrestle from WrestleMania to like
The Rumble to WrestleMania. For
Rumble to
me,
WrestleMania, and then
yeah.
you come back like the month before, like Vengeance,
Yeah.
like the night after Vengeance. You're gonna come back, or you're gonna come back at Vengeance. You're gonna have your first match, and then it's gonna build up for SummerSlam, and then you're gonna be gone. Come back for Survivor Series, and then so on. I would have done that for like 5 years with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
But yeah, but if it wasn't for the next stuff, for sure, like 25 would have been the last one. Like just stop after 25, because then you don't want him like get,
Dude, yeah. No, I didn't
But
mean to
if
cut
it,
you off, but yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
but yeah, I mean that's I think that'll be 25 would be like the hard stop. Like you know what, just come back in like 38, like do appearances obviously, like don't wrestle, but do a Stone Cold Stunner here and there, but
Right.
don't like do
Basically do
matches.
what he's been doing now,
Yeah, pretty
what he's
much. But
been,
like,
yeah.
but I'm glad he took the time to heal himself, and he did other projects. He did his own beer line. He did his own shows. So I'm glad he did his own stuff out there, because it kind of
Yeah.
kept him still going, obviously, because if he kept wrestling and he was injured, he would probably be in a wheelchair now. Think, knock on wood.
Right. But no, like I do agree. So what I was trying to say was when you said 25, that would have been that's a great time for him to retire. Because like I said, at WrestleMania 25, who was the top heel? And that was Randy Orton. Randy Orton was the top heel, and to have him go one-on-one with Stone Cold Steve Austin. And imagine if Stone Cold Steve Austin was WWE champion. Dude, that would have been a hell of a pay-per-view. Hell of a pay-per-view. And hell of a match. And Stone Cold obviously would have won. But like, I don't think that I would have
No,
had
I
I
will
would
not see Stone Cold win.
Damn.
Because I think at that point in his career, he would have been more of like, I'm the older veteran trying to pull over the up, what is that called? What's the term? It's like a wrestling thing.
Even
Where
though
like,
it's his home, is it Houston, his hometown?
exactly. That's what make it Orton even more hated.
I know.
Imagine that heel Orton beating
Yeah.
Stone Cold in Texas, dude. That'll be fun. That'll be like,
Winning
it's
the
like,
Royal Rumble,
yeah.
taking the title, defeating him in his hometown. Damn, dude, you crazy for
Yeah.
that.
But you imagine, that would make Orton even more of a legend.
That, no,
Right
yeah,
now,
oh, yeah.
2024, he would have been like, remember when he beat Stone Cold at WrestleMania 25 in Texas with the RKO?
Yeah. Or the
Woo!
punt, or the punt in the head.
That'll be like his kind of like official injury. Like, oh, I can't go out after that. That's where you're like, okay, he took a punt to the head. That's like a kick
Yeah.
to the face. That okay, yeah, she a punt kick. That'll be like,
Yeah.
okay, I'm done for sure. Like, oh, I got injuries and I can't go on.
And it would have been more of a safer because of the neck injuries. It would have been more sense for that. And then I would do what I would do after that is like maybe WrestleMania, what is that? Maybe not WrestleMania 26, WrestleMania 27. No, I'm trying to pick a maybe no, because he was
Like,
a
oh,
face.
what are you trying to like a heel?
30. No, I'm trying to have Stone Cold Steve Austin come back to get revenge on Randy.
Orton.
Yeah. The only one I could think of is WrestleMania 30. Like, because then that would have been
New
another 5
Orleans?
years. Yeah, that would have been another 5 years. And then Randy Orton, that's when Randy Orton was heel again.
Okay.
So I feel like that would have been a cool bet.
But I'm glad we got the Stone Cold we did when we did. I mean,
Yeah.
if it
But
was
then I
further
really we
injuries,
but he could have been manager. I don't know why they stopped with that.
I don't know. It must have been like he just wanted to not do it for a while. Like I said, like he got his other projects. It's like how
I
The
think
Rock
I
is, you know.
yeah.
He would The Rock would go straight from 1990, what, six, to like 2003 to the Hollywood Rock, and then just go to actually go to Hollywood. Well, he
Well,
was already in Hollywood,
yeah, on 2001, that's when he became Hollywood.
but then he's like he stopped, and then after that he kind of came sporadically throughout the years, you know, here and there between movies and between shows. And now he's back. He's not officially full time, but like he's coming back, and that's, you know, that kind of stuff where like they come back here and there to get the sprinkles, and then every generation of fans get to know who that person is. It's like if you don't see somebody for 20 years and nobody does a reaction. You seen those videos where like Sid Vicious came out like 5 years ago, nobody knew who he was, and it was like dead. We knew because we grew up with Sid Vicious, but like that's what the Stone Cold was too. Like he would come out sporadically, like, oh, this is Stone Cold.
And
This is
then
what my
that,
dad was
yeah,
talking about, or my brother was
right.
talking about, or my whatever he was talking about. But
And I
like
feel like
that.
WWE should do that more, where it's like once in a while, bring out these old legends so people could
Yeah.
remember who they are.
But
And
they
like
just
what
come
you
back
said,
sporadically and like
yeah.
nobody cheers unless you really like some towns should not have wrestling WWE shows at all. Like you guys don't deserve wrestling
Right,
shows. It's dead. Like why even show up?
the time.
Go to Chicago only, or go to like the good cities like Philadelphia.
AEW does that.
Yeah, they go in the middle of Kansas somewhere. No offense, Kansas. Nah, screw
Kansas.
Kansas.
Damn.
I know,
What did
just
Kansas
kidding.
do?
They had the
But
Jayhawks, but just kidding. Hey, Ian,
what
I have a
up?
what if for you. What if
Ooh.
Stone Cold was the special guest referee for The Undertaker versus Triple H at WrestleMania 27 instead of that bum ass Jerry Lawler versus Michael Cole match?
God damn. Poor Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler.
Hey, Jerry
But
Lawler, yes,
damn.
but Michael Cole, hell no, dude.
It
What?
should have been
Who?
Jack Swagger, bro. It
Should
should
have
have
been
been Jack
somebody else.
Swagger.
I mean, Jerry
Handicap
Lawler is a
match.
GOAT. Yeah,
Yeah, handicap
Jerry Lawler is a
match.
GOAT, but Michael Cole as a wrestler? God.
God
But
damn.
yeah, back to my thing. What if it was Triple H versus Undertaker at WrestleMania 27 with Stone Cold as a special guest referee?
Damn, dude. Bro, that would have been the freaking main event. I wouldn't even care. Stone Cold, dude, like, can you imagine like Stone Cold coming out and then Triple H comes out and then The Undertaker comes out, and that just would have been so freaking dope. And it was a no holds bar match too, so just Stone Cold seeing that. I honestly, how well this match turned out, I wouldn't even want the Stone Cold to like interfere in any way. It's just like, bro, just you're just special guest for a referee. It's just this is like a big moment, dude. You know? And then it's just like you're just there because of your name, basically. 'Cause this is history. You know? Triple H, The Undertaker, and Stone Cold Steve Austin in the same ring. At WrestleMania, like, dude, I'm surprised we never got in that.
Yeah.
You know,
Now you can only get
I
those
don't even recall if we ever got that as a triple threat in general.
Triple H, Stone Cold, and Undertaker.
Yeah,
I swear they got it on a Raw or something. It was like a Raw or SmackDown.
I mean, I would have been I know for a fact for not a pay-per-view, but
Wait a minute. They
Raw or
did
SmackDown.
actually. They did actually. It was a pay-per-view. I remember seeing. I don't remember. Let me see. Hold up.
The Rock, I know the Stone Cold did had a match with. Did he ever had a triple threat match with The Rock, Stone Cold, and The Rock?
I know the. Ooh.
Triple H and The Rock had triple threat matches.
It was
Oh,
an it was Undertaker and Triple H versus Stone Cold and The Rock. It was, yeah, I've never seen actually. Huh.
yeah, because we had Triple H, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and Mick Foley. We had the Triple H, The Rock, and The Big Show. We had Stone Cold, Kane, and The Undertaker. And I can't even think of a triple threat match with Triple H, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and the Undertaker. Are you sure you're probably not getting confused with Mick Foley?
Maybe, but I know. Yeah, I think it might be confusing with McFoley, but I know. I was like, man, so many
But still,
matches here.
regard like damn, that's a crazy ass match.
And
But like
wasn't Triple H versus Undertaker in a Hell in a Cell? Yeah, it was
that
Hell in a
was
Cell.
WrestleMania 28.
Oh, okay, so that was later. I was
Yeah,
like,
and that one Shawn Michaels was the special guest referee.
oh.
Shoot, you could have still had Stone Cold Steve Austin on that one. He could have been like a special guest enforcer,
Yeah.
making
Imagine
sure
him
that.
stunning Shawn Michaels and him doing one,
Yeah,
two, three.
especially after that super kick, the switch in
Yeah.
music, and then Steve Austin's like, "Oh hell no!" Boom,
Wow.
stunner, boom, and then stuns Triple H as well.
Yeah.
That would have been, oh man, who has a time machine?
Just do a 2K24 thing where just do the match. Now you can do special guests for free. Like, hey, simulate this. Let's see who wins this match. Actually, that sounds pretty good.
I know, right? Stone Cold Steve Austin, happy 316. Give me a hell yeah.
Hell
Oh,
yeah.
geez, you scared the shit out of me. I didn't know you were gonna say it. Hello? Who else is here?
Know, right?
God damn. Do you have, before we go, do you have any favorite matches?
Yeah, I wrote it down. Well,
Ooh.
I did like the Stone Cold versus Bret Hart at WrestleMania 13. Amazing match. It was in Chicago. It was actually at the Rosemont Horizon, now the Allstate Arena. Or no, that's a separate thing. But yeah, that match was fire
That's a separate thing.
when they like started bleeding and stuff and he passed out. That was lit. Any match with The Rock, I don't mean you can't really put
You
like if you get
can't, yeah.
you can't any match with The Rock, just Matt Rock versus Stone Cold, or even the WrestleMania 17 one. But any match with Stone Cold and The Rock in their tag team, triple threat, quad, fatal four way, one on one, two on
House
one,
shows.
house. It's just, I mean, just any match with The Rock in there, and then the match with like Undertaker, any match with Undertaker, especially the one where. I remember the time frame. It was like Undertaker, Stone Cold, Undertaker, Stone Cold, Kane, Undertaker, Stone Cold. It was like that time frame where like Kane debuted and it was like he became a champion and then he lost to Stone Cold like the next week, the next day, and then it came to Undertaker. It was like oh 1997, 99 to 1998,
I don't
that time
remember that.
frame. And then
I
any
remember the
match.
triple threat match when they had to, but they had to vacate the title.
Yeah, that was probably because they both pinned Stone Cold,
Yeah.
and they had to vacate the title out because it was
I
like the
remember
Stone
watching
champion.
that. Yeah, I
Yeah,
remember
right.
watching that.
Yeah.
And that, because that, I actually watched that way after I watched the Survivor Series. And
Oh.
then that's where I was just like, oh, this, I'm supposed to watch this first and then watch the
Yeah.
Survivor
Like, why? How is
Series.
he the champion? But he
Yeah.
lost. Like, what? Or how is he like?
I was confused on that time frame on that one. You got any more favorite ones?
I mean the so Raw one, like the one with the Undertaker, like where they went, it was like the stunner and then the ref and then Paul Bearer got involved, like 1999. It was like June 1999, but there's a
Okay.
lot of other matches. That's the thing about Stone Cold. It's like so many matches are like you have to make a top 40 or something,
Yeah, because it's like it's a great moment because like what you said about the fans, it's like when he comes out, people like go crazy
explode.
for it, and that makes you like you feel like you're part of that, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is great, this is awesome, you know. It's like watching a sitcom and no, there's no laughter.
Yeah, it's
You
like
know, I know they add the
the
voices, but it's like
yeah, the laugh track, yeah.
it makes you go with it, and it's like, oh, okay, yeah, that was kind of funny.
And I
Ha
love the entrances too, where like
ha.
he broke glass and he literally walked through it. Like the bing, he's like din, like I don't know the glass shatter sound, but. And then all of a sudden you see like the it just breaks. Like he walks out, like, dude, that was epic. And then he grabbed the beer. Somehow he knew he was a great catch. He was like, flop. Like, wow. It's like
I
he
know,
just
right?
grabs it. Some guy just throws it at him across the ring and he just go.
Like,
Like,
give
what?
me a hell yeah. And he did made a he did announce that he does drink half, like 50 or 20% of the beers because
Can you
he's
imagine if
drinking
it's like
two.
10 of them though? That's like a lot of
Yeah.
beer though.
Yeah.
a
But
lot.
he said he doesn't drink after that.
Oh, I
He's
was like,
like, yeah, sometimes he
that's what
gets
I
a nice
want.
buzz and then he's like, yeah, I'm not going to, I'm going back. I'm going straight to my hotel. Shoot. But I got a few favorite matches of Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like the one I mentioned, Steve Austin versus the McMahon ladder match, King of the Ring, and then Kevin Owens at WrestleMania. The Dude Love at Unforgiven, and then the Kurt Angle match at SummerSlam, and then and out of the Rock matches, my favorite one is WrestleMania 19. Like that one is just by far my favorite one. Oh, and then
I
the
just love how The
Undertaker.
Rock, I love how he sold the stunner. He would
Yeah,
just flip himself, like you see him
like
like
a
grab,
fish.
like he's like he literally puts his hands on the floor and he jumps or something. He's like flipping and flipping. He's like this, he took the best
It's
stunner, dude.
just he does, he really does. Oh no, you know what? Backlash. I take that back. Backlash. Well, but that's Steve Austin one. Actually, you know what? I have the best of both worlds. The Rock won at WrestleMania 19, and then the Stone Cold. You know, if I gotta pick a one that he won, then Backlash, obviously. That one. God damn. But I also have one that's out of it's kind of like a. I actually had to do research on it because I forgot. I remember it was one of my favorites, but I just couldn't remember like the time frame. And it was Stone Cold Steve Austin versus RVD. And I found obviously it was during the invasion, and so it was like late
Oh,
2021.
yeah. I remember
And
that.
this one RVD, this is the one that RVD won though.
Is that the thing where like the storyline before has like a Stone Cold, I'm gonna beat up the guy that walks in the door? Is it that part? It was like the
And
angle was like Stone
it
Cold's
was
like the
RVD
next
that
person that
walked
comes through
in.
the, yeah, it's like RVD's like what's going on?
Yeah,
He was
yeah.
kind of like surprised by it. He's like, hey, what's his deal?
So I
Like.
think it was that build. It was the build up tours for RVD to get added to the No Mercy match.
Oh, okay.
You know, or it was the other way around. Kurt Angle got added to the match or something like that. Or maybe it was building up for Unforgiven. I don't really remember. I just do remember that. Like it's like again, it didn't take me too long to find it. It took me to find the ending because it was like parts videos. I was like, I just need the ending because the ending, the only thing I remember was I think Stone Cold Steve Austin hit the stunner on RVD and he went to go for a cover and then Kurt Angle's music hit and then RVD rolled him up. And then when I finally watched it back, oh my gosh, it was so sloppy. The timing of everything was off because now I see it from a different view.
Yeah,
So the
perspective and stuff.
yeah, so Stone Cold Stunner, one, two. He doesn't. I think he. I don't think he. I don't remember if he went for the cover, but then he went for the ankle lock because they were supposed to play Kurt Angle's music after he hit the stunner. So I guess he had the improv and he went for the ankle lock and he barely like locked it. And then also he grabbed the wrong ankle.
Oh my
And then
God.
Kurt Angle's music hit. And then Kurt Angle was like, oh, so you could tell Stone Cold was like, bro, what the hell happened to you guys? Like
Yeah.
you ruined my freaking spot. And then
He was
RVD rolls
livid,
him up.
right?
Yeah. I was laughing my ass off. I was like, wow. I was like, bro, I'm like, as a kid, I was like, that was my favorite match ever. And now I look back at it, bro, this is garbage. It was a good match leading up to the ending, but I was just like, damn, you guys, you messed up everything. Whoever, who's I, you know, was supposed to hit the music and all that stuff. God damn, you know, Stone Cold was mad that day.
Oh
But
yeah.
yeah, those were like my top favorite matches, you know. But Steve Austin, you know, he was a great superstar, and I really truly appreciate everything that he has done, man. Especially because, like, look, he would have not made who The Rock was, and then The Rock would have not made. I don't know.
Everybody else.
Everybody, you know,
Yeah.
it's he opened a lot of doors for a lot of people, and then a lot of people have were or are inspired by these two men, you know. CM Punk is one of them.
Hey guys, this is Ever. Make sure to like, subscribe, and follow. Get your merch on Pro Wrestling Tees. And thank you guys so much.
Ever, it is that time of the show, Fantasy Booking.
Okay.
316 bash. You like that, right?
Yeah.
So the all right. This is the opening match. You ready? Ricochet teaming up with RVD versus Kurt Angle and Chad Gable. That's damn. It's not really a dream match, but it's like if you see that, like imagine back, like SmackDown Raw being like, hey guys, tonight, tag team match, Ricochet, RVD, Kurt Angle, Chad Gable. I'll be like,
That'd be
well,
pretty sweet.
that I know. For me,
I'm
I'm
gonna
gonna who you got? You go ahead, go ahead.
go Kurt Angle and Chad Gable. It feels like they have a better like. Well, obviously, I mean, they're both. Oh, they're all experienced, but I think Kurt Angle and
Right.
Chad Gable have that more of that like that wrestler, like that, freestyle wrestling style that they could ground. As long as they could ground Rob Van Dam and Ricochet, I think they'll
Right.
win the match. They could ground them, like literally take their legs out,
Who
and they could win.
who's gonna get the like who's gonna get the win for that team?
I'll say Chad Gable. He's been doing a lot of good work, so
Okay.
I'll put him over, and obviously he'll have to pin like RVD just to get a little more credibility,
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, I would go with Chad Gable and Kurt Angle, obviously. But the way I would have done it is I would have had Ricochet turn on RVD, being like, I don't need you. And then, pushes him, like pushes him off when he's trying to go for a frog splash. And then Kurt Angle hits him with the angle slam. And then I actually have Kurt Angle get the W on that one.
Okay. Nice.
So I guess we're both on the same page for that
Yeah.
one. Now, for the second match for the 316 Bash, I got the club, AJ Styles, the Good Brothers versus this is gonna you're gonna bear with me, all right? This is gonna be very odd. The
Okay.
Rock and the Brothers of Destruction, Kane and The Undertaker, six-man tag team match. I'm trying to go back to like SmackDown, the early SmackDown when they used to have like six-man tag team match, like dream tag team matches at that time. So that's what I'm trying to go for with this one. Who do you got? The Club or the Brother of Destruction and The Rock?
I mean, you got like three Hall of Famers versus like one Hall of Famer and two guys that are like,
Whoa, hold on. You don't think the Good Brothers are future Hall of Famers?
I mean, they're not in the caliber of Kane and Undertaker. It's not like they're a great tag team, obviously, in New
Right.
Japan, and they did
Yeah,
pretty much every company,
New Japan,
but
TNA.
you're talking about Undertaker and Kane and The Rock.
But the Good Brothers,
I know,
they're
but like,
future Hall of Famers.
oh, I'm saying, yeah, I'm not like bashing them about that. Just like if you put them head to head against the Undertaker and Kane and The Rock,
Okay,
they'll
I
get
mean,
smoked. They'll get
right.
smoked. Like they're, I mean, no offense to the Good Brothers, they're on NXT now. I mean, NXT not the worst brand to be on, but they got
No.
demoted from the main roster to the NXT roster. So I don't know if they're on their way out or something. But AJ's doing good. But come on, Undertaker and Kane and The Rock, come on, that's gotta be
So you're gonna go
like
with that
God
team.
level. Yep.
Okay. Who's gonna get the win? Like the pinfall.
I'll say Undertaker with the last ride
Ooh, on who?
to Carl Anderson.
Damn. Okay, because that you're definitely going old school with that one. For me, I was gonna go with the club. Because it just because of the reaction, like you just said, like those three guys are Hall of Famers. And at that time, it's just like they were megastars. So the fact that you see them in the ring teaming up, you're gonna be like, oh, they're definitely gonna go over. And that's when, and then that big swerve. So for me, it would be like The Rock is trying to go for the rock bottom. And then Carl Anderson's like, hey. The Rock pushes, throws like, throws, pushes AJ aside, does that whole, the slap, boom, right there. And then, what's it called? AJ Styles roll him up, puts his leg on the ropes. One, two, three, referee doesn't see it, and then they steal a win. That's how they used to do it back in the day. They used to cheat. Majority of the heels never won with their finishers unless it was on a pay-per-view.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, I got another one.
Okay.
Now, this may be a dream main event for some people, but I got this on the third card of the event. CM Punk versus Bret Hart. Who do you got?
That's a tough one because they're both great. They both had their issues with WWE.
Yeah.
A
They
lot of
have.
issues.
They have.
But you got the Anaconda Vice versus the Sharpshooter. We're talking about prime Bret Hart, not like you
Whatever
can't.
era you have. If you have a preference where it's like, oh, well, if it's WCW Bret Hart, of course I'm gonna have Punk win. But if we're talking about the 97, 96 Bret Hart, well then that one I'm gonna have him over.
I mean, if I were to break it down like more skill wise, I'll say Bret Hart. Like if
Okay.
it's just one on one in the ring, just like toe to toe, you know, punch to punch for punch, I'd say Bret Hart, especially with the sharpshooter. Easy, not easy win, but like it'd be easier transition for him to win. It'd be a nice match in the middle, especially if it's the third match. It's like a nice flow to it. It's not like super crazy because they don't really. You know, only CM Punk does a few things, but like it's not like super high flying like the first match, you know?
He does something like it's pretty basic stuff. He
Yeah.
does, yeah, he does the springboard clothesline, at the time, and that was like his only crazy high spot. But that
Yeah.
was more like a signature move for him. I will agree, Bret Hart would be the obvious choice to go over CM Punk. And it just the story of it. And it's also one of those matches where you don't even need a build up. You could just be like, hey guys, next pay-per-view, we're gonna give you CM Punk and Bret Hart. And we're like, okay, hell yeah.
Yeah, just
That's
like go
yeah.
out there and get. Hey, give me. I'll give you 10 minutes. Go out there, kill each other or something,
They're not
right?
gonna have they're not no, they're gonna have
No.
like 20, 30 minute
Yeah.
match. That's why I put them in the third card.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna be no 10 minute match. I mean, you can, and I'm pretty sure they don't need 20, 30 minute match.
Yeah.
I feel like if they just go ahead and bell to bell and be like, hey, no lockups, just go straight at it. I feel like they'll tell a good story in 10 minutes. Yeah, Bret Hart, definitely he's gonna go over with the sharpshooter. And it's gonna be some I feel like it's gonna be something similar with like Stone Cold Steve Austin like passing out. Or CM Punk's trying to go for the GTS and then he like gets out of it and does a roll up or something. So I feel like that's the way to go for Bret Hart. I mean, he doesn't even have like a finisher. I mean, the power driver was his finisher, but it's not a finisher these days no more.
Yeah, no, they're like, nope.
So I got this is the fourth match. So the fourth match is going to be a last man standing match. Kevin Owens versus Mankind. Yeah.
Okay. I'll say Mankind.
Mankind for this one.
Yeah.
See, the way I would do it is I don't know. How would you have Mankind go over?
I would say, because it's come on, it's like, well, I like Kevin Owens does hardcore stuff, but Mankind, aka Cactus
He is
Jack, aka, yeah, he made the hardcore
hardcore.
division. Japan, him with Terry Funk, like, dude, that was nuts. How would I go over? Just the last man standing. It'll be, I don't know, it's kind of tough because they're both not like those, they're not the fastest guys. Well, Kevin Owens is faster, but not the fast he
But
is.
yeah, but it regardless is it has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
It's just more of like who could take a beating. And regardless of who could take the beating, like how would you even like book this match to go over? Like the only way I don't see, like if I was gonna book this match, I would have both met. Like I feel like it would be a double contest.
Double
Or no
counter.
contest, yeah, double count out, no contest or whatever. However, last man standing goes, but like the way I would do it, I'd be like Mankind, maybe like in a stage or something. Mankind takes the stunner, he gets up, and then Kevin Owens trying to go for another stunner, but this time he gets the claw on him, Mankind, and then they both like fell off the stage through some tables,
Oh, wow.
and then they just both go down. I mean, Mankind could get up from that.
Yeah,
So,
that's the thing. He
you
got off
know,
from a hell in a cell. He could get up for anything. Like literally
that's
twice. Just
true. But like, I feel like something like that, I feel like, you know, Mankind would be like, no, let's both go out, you know?
yeah, this is one of those matches where like even if you fantasy book it, like it's hard to like either one to win. Like they both have to be out. Like you said, I agree with the double count out or the no contest. It's like, and then so that leaves anticipation. Like, what if they did it again? Like, how would they? You know, it's kind of hard to do that unless somebody cheats. But
It makes it easier, 'cause especially if you could build it up to the next pay-per-view where it's like, oh, hey, you know what? If these two guys, since they lost, but they also won,
Yeah.
you know, so there's technically no real loser, because it's basically a draw, where it's like you could put these two men into a title picture and make it a triple threat. Or, you know, break it down where it's like, oh, Kevin Owens will be the first guy to get a title shot, and then and the next pay-per-view is gonna be Mankind. You know, something like that. And also it saves both of them. And I feel like they're both winners. I feel like, 'cause they're gonna tear the house down. You already
Oh
know
yeah.
that. You know
Oh
they're
yeah.
gonna tear the house down.
Oh yeah.
So this one's gonna be an unusual one. I don't know how much you're gonna like this one, but I figured, you know what? Why not? I got the New Day versus DX. Shawn Michaels and Triple H. Who do you got?
Oh, DX.
DX all the way.
Yeah, because it's like, well, wait,
Kofi
who's New Day though? Is it Kofi and Xavier?
and Xavier.
Okay, so if it was Big E, I'd probably lean more towards New Day because it's Big E. But like, come on, you got Triple H and Shawn Michaels, man. Smoked. Like, if you said DX, if DX, if you put like Kofi, no offense to Kofi, but like you know, and Xavier versus like Road Dogg and Billy Gunn or Road Dogg and X-Pac, yeah, I'd probably have it more towards New Day. But Triple H and Shawn Michaels, come on, man.
I said,
Can't
no,
beat
I'm
that.
not disagreeing. I see your point. Yeah. And for me, the way I'll get the ending is a super kick to Xavier, pedigree to what's it called? Pedigree
Kofi.
to Kofi. No, sorry. Super kick to Xavier, right? Super kick to Kofi. But I would do is tell Kofi, when you take the super kick, you're supposed to feed to Triple H, right? So he could hit the pedigree, like the double team. But I would tell Kofi to mess it up on purpose. But Triple H would know about it, right? Like, hey, he's gonna mess up on purpose. So that way you could be like, you stupid. And then hit him with the pedigree after something like what Randy Orton did. And then get the 1, 2, 3, you stupid. All right. Now, ever, once again, I did a double main event. Stone Cold Steve Austin, 98 versus this current version, Drew McIntyre. What do you got?
I say Stone Cold 98.
Okay,
Because I'm
yeah.
biased, but come on, like, dude, Stone
98,
Cold.
yeah. Not,
If he
yeah.
like if they had the crowds they have back then in 98 now, holy moly, that atmosphere was insane. And Stone Cold was so over, like you even hear his name, and people are like, everybody stood up, you know? I mean, McIntyre's doing good work right now, but at the same time, you can't beat like Stone Cold, kind of like
No.
or face, bad guy or good guy. He was, every time his music hit and the beers and all that, dude, that thing was insane.
I feel like the only time I could see like Drew, if it's like a one-time thing, obviously Stone Cold Steve Austin. If they had a rivalry going on, of course, I would actually book Drew McIntyre to win the first match to make him look strong. You know, but I wouldn't do a clean slate. It would have been like Stone Cold going down the ring and then Drew McIntyre attacks him and then just beats him up and out before the match. Throws them in and oh, Stone Cold, do you want to continue? Yeah, hell yeah, I do. And then boom, Claymore, you know.
Oh.
So that's like, so like basically before the match, I'll have them wrestle for like a good 5 minutes
Okay.
or fight. Basically, they're not
Yeah.
wrestling, fight for a good 5 minutes, and then Drew McIntyre hits him with a steel chair, throws him in the ring, and then, oh, let's go, ring the bell, and then, okay, Stone Cold can wants to continue, ring the bell, boom, Claymore, 1, 2, 3. So, but if it was something like, nah, this is a big money match where it's like we need a fair winner, then I'm definitely gonna go with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, me too. I mean, yeah, I would end it the same way. Like, for me, it would be Drew McIntyre goes for the Claymore, Stone Cold blocks him, turns him around, Stone Cold Stunner, like clean, you know? So it's like a, like he almost hit it, but then he like grabs him or something,
I
takes
wouldn't
him
say grab
down.
him. I would say move out of the way. And
Yeah,
that
move out of
way
the way.
he could take a bump.
Yeah, and then
Take that
Stone Cold
bump.
bang.
Yeah. Take that bump. And then he looks at him, flicks him off, and then boom. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stone Cold Stunner. So now here's the other double main event. Stone Cold Steve Austin, 03, teaming up with Becky Lynch, 2019, against Triple H and Stephanie McMahon of 2000.
Oh.
Who do you got? This is the last match of the card.
If you put it head to head, I'll say Becky and Stone Cold. No offense to Steph, she was great in the 2000s, but like she
She
doesn't have
wasn't
the
a
talent of
wrestler.
Becky. No, like Becky is a wrestler. Like she could smoke her with one manhandle slam, and that's it, you know. And Stone Cold, obviously Stone Cold Triple H, I'm not downgrading his role in the match, but like if it was just down, if it was like man to man, woman to woman, there's no, you know, 2 to 1
It's
for sure. Like it's 2 to 1, honestly. Steph might try, but she gonna get like disarmed by by.
Even if you do, even if I say Triple H and Stephanie from WrestleMania 34 that face Ronda
And The Rock.
and the no Kurt Angle,
Kurt Angle,
it was
okay.
supposed to be Batista. Well, it was supposed to be The Rock, then Batista, and then it became Kurt Angle.
Wow.
So, but even with that one, it was just like there's still no way, you know. It's still, it, I mean, I feel like. But I will say, if we would get that era of Stephanie and Triple H 2018, it would be like match of the night or match of the year. You know, if the 2000 version, it would be like, all right,
I mean,
it's gonna be one, it's gonna be one of those forgettable moment matches where it's like, oh yeah, I forgot about that match.
yeah.
You know, because at that time, it's Stephanie. Stephanie would just be the underdog, and she'd just be there.
Yeah. It's like,
So,
oh, I just need to be the just needs to be a woman with Triple H in the match. It can't be like 2 on 1. But yeah.
it's just like it wouldn't even be a six man, six woman, a mixed. It would not be a mixed tag team match in that kind of era. But regardless, I feel like even with Stone Cold and Stephanie, I mean Stone Cold and Triple H, they're gonna have a great match. And then even Steph, you know, if especially if you make the rules where hey, Becky could be in the ring with Triple H to do some bumps, then oh yeah, then that's gonna be some great moments. But Stephanie at that time, she did know how to take some bumps, so she could get in the ring with Becky. But it's just gonna that's basically all gonna be, you know, Becky tossing Stephanie around. So.
Yeah.
But like they would have to build up that story, like, okay, Stephanie has to be annoying as hell because she's gonna get her ass kicked in that match. But regardless, I would have Becky go over, giving the manhandle slam on Stephanie McMahon, getting the 1, 2, 3.
Good choice.
Well, it looks like this would be it for this episode ever. Take us home.
Hey, listen, that's it for this episode. Make sure to like, subscribe, and follow us on our social media. Make sure to get your gear on Pro Wrestling Tees. And that's it for this episode. I'm Ever, and that's Ian.
And we are out.
Bye, guys.
Do-do-do!